Lord, open our lips, and our mouths will declare your praise. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The scripture for today is Psalm 22, verses 1 through 11. Let's prepare our hearts to hear from God's word as we listen to Psalm 22 by Greg La Follette. Clashing tones and various electronic instruments and synthesizers create an unsettled atmosphere. The addition of 80s-style drums causes even more cacophony. In the midst of all this, the Psalm of Lament is sung with added reverberation, a desperate call for God's deliverance.
Why have you forsaken me? My God, my God, why have you forsaken me? You promised me that you would never
Psalm 22, verses 1 through 11. My God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from saving me, from the words of my groaning? Oh my God, I cry by day, but you do not answer, and by night, but I find no rest. Yet you are holy, enthroned on the praises of Israel. And you, our fathers, trusted. They trusted and you delivered them. To you they cried and were rescued. In you they trusted and were not put to shame. But I am a worm and not a man, scorned by mankind and despised by the people. All who see me mock me. They make mouths at me. They wag their heads. He trusts in the Lord. Let him deliver him. Let him rescue him, for he delights in him. Yet you are he who took me from the womb. You made me trust you at my mother's breasts. On you was I cast from my birth, and from my mother's womb you have been my God. Be not far from me, for trouble is near, and there is none to help.
In Psalm 22, David cries out to God and feels like he's been forsaken, that God is far off, that God does not answer, and that God provides no rest. David describes himself as a worm, scorned, despised, mocked, and derided. What pain, what agony David must have been feeling. But despite being grief-stricken and saddened, David turns from his mourning and remembers his King, his Creator, his trustworthy deliverer, his Savior. David recalls that God is not far off, that God has rescued his fathers in the past, and that God will save him. David turns from grief to joy by remembering what God has done for him in the past and trusting that he will continue to sustain him in the future. Like David, we will face grief and sadness in life, feeling like God is far off and not listening. But we are so much more blessed than David because we know God's deliverance and sustaining power most fully through Jesus Christ. Jesus was separated from God as he hung on the cross, paying the price for our sins, and cried out the words of verse 1, my God, why have you forsaken me? But God raised him from the dead because the grave could not hold him. We serve a risen, victorious Savior. Sometimes we can feel like God has forgotten us, forsaken us, that he's far off, that he doesn't answer, and doesn't provide us rest. At times we may ask, where is God? But let's remember Jesus became forsaken by God so we don't have to. Jesus bore the penalty for our sins on the cross so that we can have rest in him. God has provided us the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, so that we are never alone. God has promised and will never leave us or forsake us.
Close now with this prayer from George Herbert. Oh, make your word a swift word, passing from the ear to the heart, from the heart to the lip in conversation, that as the rain returns not empty, so neither may your word, but accomplish that for which it is given. Amen.